Did you ever hear of people making a lamp using a rag and a bottle and some kerosene?
I didn't know that. I guess I did, but I didn't know that. I never heard of it.
Do you know, sometimes when they're doing work on the road, and there's one area that's kind of dangerous, to put caution lights out, they put these black...
smudge pots. Mm-hmm. That's what I heard of them. I don't know what else to call them. Little flares.
Uh-huh. You ever heard of flambeau?
Uh-huh. I guess that's what they call it.
What does the word flambeau mean to you? Do you use that much? Or?
No, I don't use it much, but if I were to hear it, I'd think of it as being one of these little pots out with the fire.
You wouldn't? Sort of Have you ever heard of flambeau in connection with this homemade lamp? Or do you just think of it as that smudge pot thing?
No, I know what you're talking about now, I've heard that they used flambeau, where they'd use that, you know, and maybe one torch, you know, similar, you might say a torch, where they had rags on the end of a stick or something like that. I've never seen anybody use them, but that's what I'd think of.
A flambeau is a torch?
Yes.
You take the, how would you make a torch?
Well, I've never made one, but I'd think of it as being rags tied to the end of a stick, you know, and maybe dipped in kerosene or something like that.
And I see. And at least a long time ago, inside the tire of a car, they usually have an inner...
tube.
Okay. And someone had just built a boat, and they were going to put it in the water for the first time. You'd say they were going to...
launch it.
Okay. What different types of boats are there around here?
Well, we don't... just a regular fishing boat, I guess you'd call it. Skiffs.
Mm-hmm.
When I think of skiffs, I think of one that the fishermen use at the bay, you know, in salt water.
What does it look like?
It's just like a boat you'd use in a river, just a common small fishing boat, you know, but except as I say, when I think of a skiff boat, I think of one larger than that they can use to carry their nets on.
Mm-hmm. Is it flat-bottomed?
Flat-bottomed.
They're pointed at one
wooden,
end?
Wooden, pointed at the bow, and just a wooden boat.
Is it big enough for...
mostly homemade.
How many people could get in it, would you say?
Oh, I wouldn't. Two or three, you know, something like that. Would carry more than that, I'm satisfied, but that's all would get in it.
Not one of those. When you said nets, I was picturing that like the things they go out for, take out on the Gulf, those big shrimp boats.
Well, this wouldn't be as big as a shrimp boat. See, they put the fishing nets on the back of the boat and let it off as they go along and then pick it back up. I don't know how long they would be, something maybe. Say between 15, 20 feet or something like that.
Any other types of boats besides the skiff?
Well, now it's just sports boats, you know, they're used for skiing and all. You see that? It's a common thing now. All around. All different sizes and everything.
What about, say if a child was learning to dress himself, you say the mother brings in the clothes and tells them, here, your clothes, here. How would she say that?
Dress yourself.
Or she'd bring in the clothes and say, here, your clothes, here.
Here are your clothes.
Okay, you wouldn't say, here's your clothes?
Might. Just cutting it short.
Uh-huh.
Here's your clothes, yeah.
Okay. And